What evil lurks in the hearts of men? The Shadow knows.
One Sequel Broadcasting System brings you the thrilling adventures of the Shadow, the hard and relentless fight of one man against the forces of evil. These dramatizations are designed to demonstrate forcibly to old and young alike that crime does not pay.
Ready, Jack?
Now, The Shadow.
The Shadow, who aids the forces of law and order, is in reality Lamont Cranston, wealthy young man about town. Years ago in the Orient, Cranston learned a strange and mysterious secret, the hypnotic power to cloud men's minds so they cannot see him. Cranston's friend and companion, the lovely Margot Lane, is the only person who knows to whom the voice of the invisible shadow belongs. Today's drama, The Dreams of Death. A vast, treeless plain, a towering castle-like structure standing in the middle of it. This is the country home of the fabulous Countess Richelieu. And Lamont and Margot are among the weekend house guests of the Count. It's 6 a.m., and the storm that has been gathering force since midnight suddenly breaks loose with a fury that is frightful.
Lamont, please wake up, please open the door.
Who is it?
It's Margot. I must talk to you, please.
Just a minute, I'll get my robe out.
Oh, hurry.
What's the matter?
Lamont, I killed her.
What are you talking about?
I stabbed her in the chest with an arrow. She's in the library now, dead.
Who's dead? What are you talking about?
The Countess, I killed her.
You killed her? When?
I don't know, darling. Sometime during the night, I guess. I thought I was dreaming,
Margot, listen, I'm afraid the storm, the fight you had with the Countess last night has upset you just a little bit too much.
It upset me plenty, but
I know, accusing you of trying to steal her boyfriend, Larry. But honey, that was 7 hours ago. Couldn't you wait till after breakfast to tell me about your dream?
But I can't be sure it was a dream. It was so vivid, so real, Lamont. I can still see her standing there insulting me. I tried to keep my temper, but before I knew it, I grabbed one of the Inca arrows off the wall, dipped the point into a bottle of curare,
and plunged the whole business into her chest. And where did you get the curare?
I don't know, darling. I just know I had it, that's all.
You mean you didn't hop down to South America? You can do that in a dream, you know.
I'm not fooling you. I'm really worried.
Well, if you were anybody else, I'd give you a good spanking and send you back to nursery school. Come on, we'll go down to the library, and then if you don't mind, I'll get Dr. Burgess to give you a sleeping pill so I can get some sleep.
All right, please.
Dreams. Why can't people have more of the right kind? They'd sleep later. Ouch!
What's the matter?
Nothing. You just dug your nails into my arm.
I'm sorry.
Yeah, so's my arm. Don't you be so nervous.
I can't help it. How would you feel if you thought you killed somebody?
Well, it's a good question. Stop biting a hole in your lip.
Okay. Here's the library. You want me to go in with
you? No, why not? It was your dream.
The lights are on.
Well, it's very careless of somebody, but then the Countess pays the bill. What now, darling?
Look, Lamont. There's an arrow missing from the wall.
Maybe you'd better go back upstairs.
Why?
Because I want you to. Isn't that a good reason?
What's behind the sofa? What are you looking at?
Go upstairs. Don't come over here.
Oh.
I told you not to.
Oh, Lamont.
Into your room, darling, and stay there. I'll go back downstairs. Maybe I'll find something that'll give me a lead.
How could I have done it?
We don't know that you did.
It was just like a dream, the arrow in the Countess's chest.
A trick of the mind. Margot, it's happened before. People have dreamed of events miles away that happened to people they never knew, never heard of.
Oh, Lamont, don't. I killed her, you know.
Don't broadcast.
You do agree with me, though, don't you?
No. Now, please go into your room and let me get started on this case.
No. I know I'm guilty, so...
Where are you going?
To the police. Give myself up.
Not if I can help it. Will you go into your room?
Please, darling, let me do what I think is right.
Won't that get rough with you?
Well, what good will that do? Sooner or later, I'll get away, you know that.
And that's your fault, my dear.
Damon, what are you doing up at this hour?
It's not the best to be.
of Herodotus to get away, or to give herself up to the miserable justice of men.
What
kind of double talk is this?
Oh, Herodotus, princess of Cyprus, who died by her own hand 2,000 years ago. I worship you now as I worshiped you then.
Now, wait a minute, in case you haven't got the sand out of your eyes yet, this is Margot Lane you're bowing to.
You're wrong, Mr. Cranston. This is the reincarnated spirit of Herodotus, and I am still the unrequited lover, still waiting for the fulfillment of destiny.
Well, you'd better wait somewhere else. We've got problems of our own.
Will the cycle never end? For 2,000 years it has been going on and on. First the enemy, then the friend, and finally the loved one. The enemy is dead.
What's that?
The destiny of Herodotus, to kill three.
Oh, no.
It was so in the beginning, and it has been so with each incarnation. And it will be so again.
So you'll know about the comet?
Of course. It's only the first. There will be two more murders, Mr. Cranston. Two more. Including yours.
Well, Dr. Burgess?
I'd say she's been dead about 2 hours, Mr. Cranston.
Means she was killed about 4:45.
Yes.
It was 6 o'clock when Margot woke me up to tell me about that dream.
Cranston, I've been a psychoanalyst for many years. I've analyzed many dreams. The Countess, rest her soul, a fantastic one. She was neurotic. This dream of Miss Lane, this detailed reproduction by the subconscious of a murder that was taking place in this room. That, Mr. Cranston, I must say, is very strange.
You think it wasn't a dream?
Must have been. Lane is too well balanced to commit murder, no matter what the provocation might be.
Certainly being accused by the Countess of making overtures to Larry was no provocation.
Frantically jealous woman, the Countess.
But, Doctor, in Margot's dream, there was curare on the arrow.
Is there? I don't know. But it was a poison of some kind that killed the Countess. It definitely was not the arrow.
Are you sure?
Of course. Look at the arrowhead. Didn't penetrate deeply enough to touch a vital organ.
So it is poison. But whether it's curare or not, we'll have to wait. That room over there.
Help! Help me, please! Stop me!
Stop it, Larry!
Pull me up, will you?
Larry, how do you like this?
You pull me!
Let go of him, Larry! I said let go of him!
Thank you. Thank you.
I'll get you later, Damon, when the Marines are out to lunch.
Let go of me, Cranston.
All right. Now, what brought on the mayhem, Larry?
Blackmail.
It was only a suggestion, Mr. Cranston.
Shut up before I pull you apart.
Easy, easy, boy. One murder is plenty. What about the blackmail?
Last night, after you all turned in, the Countess and I had a battle of our own.
Really?
Yeah, but don't get the idea I killed her. Because I didn't.
What was the battle about, Larry?
Margot. I told the Countess I was through with her.
She called him a thief.
Shut up, Damon.
Is that right, Larry?
It's right, Lamont. That crazy dame accused me of forging her name to checks. $90,000 worth.
Did you?
Do you think I did?
If the Countess weren't dead, I'd say no.
You can still say no. But that beady-eyed faker was listening at the keyhole. He overheard the Countess calling me a crook. The first thing this morning, he was making me an offer. That jerk was telling me what it would cost to keep his mouth shut.
Cranston, this is the most startling development. I think it's about time the police were called, don't you?
Definitely, Dr. Burgess. Will you take care of it?
You want to know what I think, Lamont? That Swami killed her.
The destiny of Herodotus. Three must die.
No answer. Line seems to be out of order.
Storm.
May I borrow your car, Mr. Cranston? I'll go into town and fetch
it. Oh, it's a good idea. Here are the keys.
Thank you. I shouldn't be longer than an hour. I'll drive quickly.
Well, gentlemen.
Where are you going, Damon?
Upstairs to my room. Is it permissible?
Let him go, Lamont. I want to show you something.
All right, Damon, but don't try to leave the house.
Leave this palace, my friend. Leave Herodotus. I have been a wanderer for 2,000 years. I'm tired.
One phony I could kill and love.
You wanted to show me something, Larry.
Oh, yes, the checks the Countess claims I forged.
Where did you get them?
You got mad and threw them at me. Look, they're all made out to cash.
Naturally.
Yeah, but that's not all. There's something else I want you to see.
What?
Right behind you. On the desk. Well,
I don't see anything.
Oh? No, you do. Pleasant dreams, pal.
Thank you.
God speak with the fury of thunder, Rosita.
What? But I... Damon.
Man doesn't understand. But we who've lived before, who've died only to be born again...
What are you doing in my room?
I came to guard you while you slept.
Well, please go.
It is the will of the gods that I stay. Your destiny, Herodotus, must be fulfilled again.
Will you please stop talking about my destiny? What do you want?
You. The Pericles. You denied me. Each time you killed three and then yourself. You will kill three again. But not yourself. I will save you. This time, Herodotus.
I don't want to be saved.
You must be. I cannot travel the endless road. Another reincarnation and I may not find you again. Herodotus, do you know what that means?
I'm tired, Damon. Can't we talk about it some other time?
There is no other time. Oh, the gods are angry. I have spoken too much. Goodbye, Herodotus. The enemy is gone. Next will be the friend. The friend, O child of destiny. The friend.
Come in, friend.
Hello, Margot.
Larry, I was just thinking of you.
Yes, that's why I changed.
Come closer. You are my friend.
I know.
I've got to kill you. Do you mind?
Not at all. I want to be killed by a friend.
Hand me that arrow from the table.
It's a beautiful arrow. Real Inca. Take care of you. Don't break
it. I'll take care. Where's the tirari?
I have it.
Good. Hold it tightly while I dip the arrowhead into the bottle.
Like this?
Yes. Now? But wait, Larry.
Don't change your mind.
I won't. But we're friends. And friends are to dance before death. Shall we?
Of course. Music.
All right. Once around the room.
For your information, Larry stalked me on the head in the library. If he's anywhere, he's miles away from here right now.
Open the door.
Darling, you'll be coming. At least I'm going to ask Dr. Burgess to psychoanalyze you.
If Larry isn't in that closet, I'll run into his favor. If he is...
He isn't. I'm going to prove it to you.
We return to the shadow in just a moment.
It's a few minutes later...
on the floor of Marco's room is Larry's body with an arrow in his chest.
Darling, tell me everything that happened.
I did, Lamont. Larry came in here. We talked about killing him. We danced and then I killed him.
In a dream?
Lamont, what's happening to me? This is the second time. First the Countess and now Larry. Did I kill him or didn't
you I? You wouldn't
have. How could Larry put me here in my closet? How did I know the Countess was in the library? How did I know they'd both been murdered by arrows just in Killarney?
Please, darling, there's no proof to ours.
There will be one. You'll see. Everything else has come out just as I told you it would. Darling, I've got to know if I killed him or not.
I say you didn't.
I want to believe you, but I can't. I can't. I can't.
And that's as it should be.
Damon, what do you want?
Believe only in the God who wrote it out. They know the truth.
And what they know, no mortal man will believe.
What do they know about murder, Damon?
The wisdom of the fiend, the power of Zeus, the glory of Apollo. All things are ruled by him. The destiny that compels one to kill and another to die. Once more the enemy and the friend are dead. And once more, the loved one will die. Destiny eroded her.
Lamont, he was here before the dream.
Here? All right, Damon. From now on, you're going light on the mysticism and heavy on the facts. I want them in chronological order.
Facts are in the dead ones, Mr. Penton.
No more hokum, Damon.
Once I was tortured by a tortured mother. She did not believe, and the truth was all around me.
I have pushed your face in.
That is for you to decide.
I
Mr. Custer.
Up here, Dr. Burgess. Well, Damon, the police are here. Now keep your story clean and down to earth. They'll have a lot more consideration for you.
I'll turn back. The bridge was washed out.
Huh?
The storm must have been worse than me. Good heavens. What happened?
Larry.
Then the Countess. No. The arrow penetrated the heart.
And it wasn't Carrari.
I don't think so.
That's something. Wait a minute. He's got something clenched in his hand. The bottle.
It's your Larry.
Don't jump to conclusions, darling. I've got a grip on it. I can't open his hand.
I'm afraid you won't be able to do so without breaking the bones, Mr. Cranston.
You mean rigor mortis is setting?
Precisely.
But look closely, Mr. Kent. Soon rigor mortis will set into you. The loved one is next in the order of things. And the loved one is you.
Margo, darling, I've got good news. I was just checking these books and I found some interesting things.
First the enemy, then the friend.
Oh.
And now the lover.
What? Put that arrow down.
The will of the god. The loved one must die.
Look out, that ship is loaded with Corrali. One scratch, give me that arrow.
The cycle must be completed. Destiny must not be denied.
Margo, snap out of it.
You can't get away. You've got to die.
Darling, this arrow scratches either of us.
You've got to die.
Darling, I have to get rough. This is one time destiny gets a kick in the pants.
You've got to die.
Drop
oh.
it.
Oh. Come on, you're breaking my arm.
Darling, you almost broke my heart.
What? Oh, darling, darling, you're alive. You're alive. I was dreaming that I killed you.
Margaret, who did you see before you came down here?
Well, Damon, I... No, Dr. Burgess, I don't remember.
But you saw one of them, didn't you?
I don't know. I can't remember. Just a dream.
It doesn't matter. I think I've got all I need now to crack this case.
Really?
This Knickerbocker gave it to me. Margot, how would you like to meet the murderer who's been giving a bad dream?
Oh, need I say, I'd love to.
All right, but you've got to help. Darling, this is what I want you to do.
Hello, Dicker.
I killed him, Damon.
The loved one.
Yes. He's lying there in the garden.
I must see.
The window of your room, Damon.
Good. Come with me. Your hand, please.
I won't leave you. Look out of the window.
The cycle is finished now.
Four times, I'll three, and then myself. Now...
Wouldn't take poison again.
Yes.
Can I do nothing to stop you? Must I always look on while you kill and die?
Hello, did you listen to me?
Men, are you all right?
Dr. Burgess.
I was in the town. I heard you scream. That was Mr. Cranston.
Lying in the garden with an arrow in his back.
What? Look for yourself. The window.
Who did this terrible thing?
Destiny.
Then. Then you killed Countess and Larry, too.
No. It was she who ordered her. Obeying the will of the gods.
That's not true, Damon.
What? Who spoke?
Hermes, the messenger of the gods, he's here.
Why are you trembling, Damon? Are you afraid?
Not for myself, no. Not for Herodotus.
Why?
Never before have the gods sent you, Hermes, to punish her for her crimes.
You'd like me to think she committed them, wouldn't you, Damon?
The truth is written in the ages. It has been her destiny.
And yours?
To follow. And to be useless.
Well, you've come to the end of the trail.
I? No, Hermes.
Miss Lane is innocent. Therefore, someone else must be guilty.
Not I. I killed no one. I'm innocent, too.
You hear that, Dr. Burgess? That leaves only you.
Well, are you going to take the word of a lunatic?
I have no other word, Doctor. If I may call you that for the last time.
What?
Does that startle you, Mr. Burgess?
I don't know what you're talking about.
Let me refresh your memory. Fred Burgess, master hypnotist. Can you see those placards pasted outside the vaudeville theaters of 14 years ago? That was you, Burgess, before you decided to become a phony doctor and psychoanalyst.
You're mad, whoever you are.
Don't lie to the shadow, Burgess. He knows all about you.
The shadow?
Shall we have more of the truth now? You hypnotized the Countess while you were a psychoanalyst. Ordered her to sign her name to checks amounting to $90,000.
That's not the truth.
But last night, when you heard the Countess accuse Larry of forgery, you became frightened. Afraid she'd find out how those checks came to be written, so you killed her.
No.
Then you arranged for Miss Lane to take the blame. You hypnotized her, too, and told her what to think. It was easy, Mr. Burgess, wasn't it? Miss Lane regarded you as a sympathetic friend.
I'm not going to stay here to be slandered by you.
Grab him, Damon.
As the gods direct, so I do.
Let me go. No. Let me go.
Not so rough, Damon. Let's give him a fair trial. Before he becomes a corpse.
Lamont, that jury has been out too long. I'm worried.
So am I, darling. There might be a disagreement.
Or an acquittal.
One of the disadvantages of being the shadow is you can't tell a courtroom what you know.
Well, there are still a couple of things that I don't know.
What, though?
Dunning, for example.
Crackpot. In this case, he's a very useful crackpot to Burgess. All that talk about you being the reincarnation of Herodotus gave Burgess what he considered a great idea.
To frame me, huh?
Yeah. He already had you framed for the murder of the Countess. You were confessing all over the place.
Wasn't I, Chuck? I'll never forgive myself for trying to kill you, though.
Well, actually, you wouldn't have gone through with it. A hypnotist can't force anyone to commit murder.
But, Lamont, how did you know he wasn't a doctor?
Remember how we couldn't get that bottle of Ferrari out of Larry's hands?
Mm-hmm. But you said rigor mortis, et cetera.
Well, just between you and me, it couldn't have been.
Why not?
Because Larry wasn't dead long enough. He was very much alive half an hour before when he socked me on the head. Rigor mortis takes at least 6 hours to set in.
Oh.
A real doctor would have known it. You see, Larry was hypnotized before he was
killed. Oh, now, darling, how could you possibly know that?
Well, what happens to a hypnotized person?
He goes to sleep.
No. I mean, what happens to his body?
It becomes rigid.
Of course. And it stays that way after death. It doesn't relax as other bodies do before rigor mortis sets in. The jury's coming in.
Lamont, if they find that man in quiet, I'll lose all my faith in justice.
Gentlemen of the jury, have you agreed upon a verdict?
We have, Your Honor.
The prisoner will stand and rise and face the jury. Gentlemen of the jury, I'll find you.
We find the defendant, Frederick Burgess, guilty as charged.
Bailiff, bring the prisoner to the bar. Frederick Burgess, you have been found guilty of the crime of murder in the first degree. It is the sentence of this court that you be put into the custody of the sheriff of this county and by him delivered to the custody of the warden of state prison, where during the week of June 6th, you shall be put to death in the manner prescribed by the laws of this state. And may God have mercy on your soul.
No! No, not death! Not death!